Podcast recording. All right. About 90 seconds until the tip-off of the final game of the West Region Tip-Off Challenge hosted by Dominican University of California. Yours truly, Stuart Horn. My trusty color man is Javier Machado. He's alongside for analysis and strategy. And both teams have, well, they're just concluding their final warm-ups. There's the buzzer with 1 minute to go. We're going to have the starting lineups in just a moment. The Penguins, a 30-point winner last night, Javier. 96-66 over San Francisco State. And that was an impressive performance any way you look at it. The Penguins looked as good last night as they have, well, I'm going to say it, in a couple of years. Yeah, under head coach Justin Arjonal.
Yeah, they looked very superb last night, Stu. We saw them kind of change up the play style in which they play, and that was all transition game from the get-go. I mean, they were playing fast, saw reads that I didn't even see over here mid-game, as they should, you know, being on the court and all. But, yeah, playing, making the right pass at the right time, finding the right people. Transition play looked great, and defensively, I mean, Stefan Ransom and Sergeant Jeffrey got after it on the boards and on the glass.
Yeah, that's a good call. Both of those guys just superb last night. Here we go with the overhead announcer.
Pacific West Conference promotes good sportsmanship by student-athletes, coaches, and spectators, and requests your cooperation by supporting the participants and officials in a positive manner. Profanity, racial or sexist comments, or other intimidating actions directed at officials, student-athletes, coaches, or team representatives will not be tolerated in our grounds for removal from the site of competition. Also, consumption or possession of alcoholic beverages and tobacco products are strictly prohibited. Any spectators that enter the field to play at any time will be removed from the site of competition. Good evening and welcome to the Conlin Center on the campus of Dominican University of California for the West Region Tip-Off Classic. Game number two tonight featuring the Cal Poly Humboldt Lumberjacks and your 2025-2026 Dominican Penguins. Now the starting lineups. First, for the visiting Lumberjacks. At guard, a 5'10 junior from Arcata, California, number 10, Brandon Bento Jackson. At guard, a 6'2 senior from Belgrade, Florida, number 15, Rob Jenkins. At guard, a 6'4 senior from Atascadero, California, number 20, Drew Arduin. At guard, a 6'8 junior from Buckeye, Arizona, number 22, Xavion Vineyard. Odwano. Head coach is DJ Broom. Assistant coaches John Seedy and Kevin Johnson Jr. And now the starting lineup for your Dominican Penguins. At guard, a 5'11 senior from Vallejo, California, number one, Nick Maderos. At guard, a 6'2 junior from Sacramento, California, number three, Michael Wilson. At guard, a 6'2 senior from Charlotte, North Carolina, number five, Darius Best. At forward, a 6'6 redshirt junior from Las Vegas, Nevada, number 22, Sergeant Jeffrey. And at forward, a 6'7 senior from Los Angeles, California, number 24, Jorge Ochoa. Head coach is Justin Arjonal. Associate head coach, Shane Haley. And assistant coaches, hey, Matt Davis and Cole Cummings.
All right, there you go. The starting lineups for tonight's match between the Penguins and the Lumberjacks. Arjonal and Associate Head Coach Shane Haley. Well, they threw out a pretty impressive performance last night in their guys. Starting it off tonight, the first year man, Nick Medeiros, just heard. Medeiros, Wilson, Best, Jeffrey, and Ochoa, you're starting five Penguins. That's a pretty good grouping right there.
Yeah, that is a solid starting five. As we saw yesterday, oh yeah, we got a little swap in the lineup. But yeah, I'm excited to see what they do today, Stu.
In the middle for the Penguins is Sergeant Jeffrey. Shakir Odunua. Shakir Odunua in the middle, who had a sensational night last night. Humboldt against the Penguins. Lumberjacks after the tip out, attacking the northern rim here at the Conlin Center. Good ball movement to the right side. Three ball, no. Odunua can't get the finger out. The Penguins with the rebound. No look into the corner. Penguins shoot the three, Ochoa, a little bit short. Rebound taken by Brandon Bento Jackson. He was spectacular last night. Expect the same tonight. Drew Ardoin on the right side. He gets wrapped up with the first year Penguin, Michael Wilson. Wilson, a junior out of Eastvale, California, and a whistle. Wilson, who I mentioned, got wrapped up. He also drew a foul. 19-13 to go in the first half. Game number four of this two-day West Region tip-off challenge. Up and under. Sarge throws an arm in there with great patience, waiting, and then waiting some more. Rob Jenkins scores off the glass. Sarge picks up his first personal, and Jenkins will go to the line for the three-point play.
Great offensive take by Rob Jenkins, as you stated, Stu. Hanging, and just piling in, using that muscle and converting. Bad foul by Sergeant Jeffrey.
Three-point play is completed by Jenkins, the senior from Belgrade, Florida. Nick Medeiros brings it up across the timeline to Sergeant Jeffrey. Out on the right wing, Sarge against Odunua. Sarge with the sky hook has it batted away. Penguins on D, the last minute, no look to Odunua. Two-handed hammer jam, and up on his feet comes Arginal. 18:37 to go in the first half. It's 5-0. Lumberjacks.
Circle.
Just awaiting the arrival of the ball in play from Jorge Ochoa, the veteran Penguin. Off to the right side, Michael Wilson. Just passing it off to Darius Best. Sets a screen, Ochoa. Best drives the lane, left side. Has it tipped away. Gets his own rebound. Back up. Has it blocked back away. Xavion Binyard with a brilliant all-ball rejection. Behind the back, Ardoin, and he'll take it himself. And the Jacks come out strong, 7-0.
And they're playing with extremely fast pace, great patience right now, getting every look they want. It just being more aggressive, playing out and simple against this Dominican team.
7-2 as the Penguins get it to go, the first score of the night. 17-48. Medeiros leaning into Brandon Bento Jackson. And the referee instructs Mike Wilson to tuck in the jersey. Javier, do you have your jersey tucked in?
No, I'm on the bench there.
Okay. All right. When you go in, tuck it in. 7-2. Michael Wilson, the first year man with Arginal. How good has he been?
Phenomenal last night.
Oh, last night, just incredible. Right side, the Penguins playing some big defense. Odunua is blocked by Sarge, and that's his second personal. Sarge disagreed and left the court very quickly for a quick word with Coach Haley. Sarge did not agree with that call. Odunua will go to the line. 7-2 Jacks, 17-33 left in the first half. Shakir Odwuno on the line. And the first one gets a favorable kick off the back iron, and that goes down. Sergeant Jeffrey will take a break. Here comes good old Stephen Ransom.
And, you know, that's a big takeaway to get, I guess, if you're humble and sending Sarge to the bench. But then you sub in a guy like Stephen Ransom, and, man, it doesn't make your mission any easier.
Second free throw is missed. Darius with the rebound. He'll take it the distance, score the bucket, draws the whistle. Darius Best will bring the Penguins within three should he knock down the free throw. Foul committed by Rob Jenkins, the senior. Darius had a great night last night.
Yeah, he sure did, Stu. Darius Best, just doing what he did all season last year, was perfect from the field, 5 of 5, including a 1 3-pointer made, and had a total of 16 points yesterday.
And he keeps it going where he left off last night. Best cans the free throw. 8-5, Lumberjacks early. Clock rolls inside a 17 and a half. Mo Torre, the first year man with Arginal, guarding very closely against Rob Jenkins across the timeline. 0-20, top of the key, three ball, no. The Penguins can't get the rebound. The O rebound ends up in the hands of Brandon Bento Jackson. And Rob Jenkins rides it in after he posts up. 10-5, inside of 17 minutes. Jacks lead it by a handful as Darius across the timeline slows things down. Now Medeiros. That 1-2 punch of Medeiros and Best. Oh, that's a good one. Coach insists the players move. Steph down low against Odwuno, throws it away. Brandon Bento Jackson will bring it across the point guard against good old Mo Torre. .16:15 to go in the first half. Right side, Arduin goes back to the top of the key, and the Penguins force the issue.
3-second call.
Stephen Ransom will bring it in for Dominican. You can hear Arginal just a foot or two away from us here in the opulent broadcast area. Circle 77 is the play. And I have a feeling Javier knows what that means. I don't. 15:52 to go as Darius high steps in the lane, lays it in there.
Man, such a great score. 10-7.
What a brilliant play by Darius Best. Shakir, Odwuno. Passes it off down low. A driving Drew Arduin makes it look easy. 15 and a half. Softly Medeiros. Three ball, no. Loose ball. Arduin comes up with it. All the way down to Odwuno. And a foul is called on Shakir Odwuno. 12-7. And immediate timeout. We have 15:19 to go. You're listening to Penguin Radio here at Dominican University of California. We're at the Conlin Center at Dominican. And you're listening to the radio home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, well, that makes sense. 102.3 FM and worldwide at radio.dominican.edu. For those of you checking it out on Speedio, welcome. We're back in 20 seconds right here at DU. Pardon me.
This is combo guard Austin Johnson, number 11. You are listening to DU Men's Basketball right here on Penguin Radio.
Back underway, everybody, is Darius Best drives on the left side of the lane and a late whistle. And the foul is committed by Arduin. The first on Arduin. Here you go. 12-7. Lumberjacks with 15:09 to go puts Darius Best back on the line. Oh, man. Let me see this. That's hard to read. Darius. 2-for-2 on the night from the line. As Nick Medeiros will take a breather and Michael Wilson re-enters. Darius on the line. Yes. Makes them both. 12-9 Jacks. The Penguins have full court pressure. Big time. Mo Torre against Bento Jackson. Now driving Ardoin. He pulls up at the top of the key. Well, Ardoin's red hot right now. He just canned another one, a long two. He's got 6 points.
We saw a lot of that yesterday night, Stu, against Western Washington, who we just watched.
Hey, get your thing just like this. There we go. Penguins drive, and Darius again. 9 points for Darius Best. 14-11. Darius just drives it in that left side. Right-handed, left-handed. Bento Jackson's got Mo Torre all over him. He dumps it on the outside. Finds Dennis Cash and goes to the top of the key. Three ball by Xavion Binyard, no. Darius on the fast break to the other end is fouled at midcourt. This time by Ardoin, that's his second that he picked up in about 1 minute of play. On the near side, Stefan Ransom will bring it in. 14-11 after the Jacks opened with 8. Penguins are down by one possession. Nick Medeiros between the circles. Left side to Mike. Driving Stefan. Middle of the lane, Ransom. In and out. Steph had a good look at it, and that was all of his own making. He was able to drive in, found himself right there in the middle of the lane. Next time, I think that one goes down. The handoff results in a whistle, and the foul is committed by Tyreek McNeil, freshman from Vallejo. Is McNeil 6'7"? Tyreek McNeil. Clock rolls. 13:40 to go in the first half. Medeiros has got it. 3-point specialist, and he'll drive the lane left side softly, in and out, and back in. And the Penguins trail by just one.
Wow, what a great take by Nick Medeiros. I mean, yesterday struggled from beyond the arc, so today he thought, why not just attack it where it hurts him and take it to the rim?
20 seconds on the shot clock. Ardoin's got it. Top of the key. Now Jenkins, driving in 7 seconds. Mo reaches in, Darius comes up with it, and Darius is fouled on the play, and let's see who the foul was against. Dennis Cash fouled Darius as he reached down to pick up the loose ball. 13:03 to go in the first half. Torre will bring it in. 14-13 after the runner by Nick Medeiros brings the Penguins within one. First half action as Medeiros will bring it up. Lane Hampton the third going man-to-man with Nick. Steph sets a screen into the corner. Three ball Darius. Three ball Michael Wilson. Penguins lead it for the first time tonight, 16-14, after Wilson buries the corner three.
And we talk about Nick Medeiros being able to score, but what about his ability to pass? I mean, cross court, finds Mike Wilson in the corner, and easy tray ball.
That was a great pass. You're absolutely right. Now the three ball, way out on the left side. Rob Jenkins is deep. The Penguins with the rebound, and here's Medeiros. Back over to Darius. He'll drive the lane high, stepping over the top with a huge Dennis Cash block, all ball, no whistle. Here comes Omari Davis as Mo Torre with some good minutes. He'll take a break. Darius comes out. Omari's in there with Steph and Jorge Ochoa. Ochoa's got it. Penguins lead it by two with 12:10 to go in the first half. Jorge off the side of the backboard. He was bumped on the way up and no whistle. Dennis Cash with some brilliant defense against Jorge. Hampton three, slid the foot as he passed it off to Michael Sardin. 11 minutes and 55 seconds. Well, immediate timeout. That means it's my opportunity to mention this. You're listening to Penguin Radio right here at Dominican University of California. 11:55 to go in the half. 16-14, DU. We're back in 30.
Breaking as hard as me. I don't bother with these. Don't let these.